If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Sometimes the only witness is the one they silenced. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
There's nothing to stop her from being called as a witness in this case. I mean, she, of course, she could plead the fifth, but there is nothing to stop. There's not like the spousal law that exists where you don't have to testify against your spouse. The kids could end up having to testify. She could end up having to testify. Is it wise that she made that statement? Does that not open her up more to scrutiny and, you know, possible, you know, a lot of criticism and a lot of questions if being cross-examined by the prosecution at some point in this case?
Well, I think she'll keep fast with what she said, whether she's under oath or not under oath. I don't see that changing. But as you point out, where it could become problematic is if there's any evidence that DHS discovers that she knew about these or was involved or is on video in any way, shape or form, it could absolutely discredit her. I would believe that the quality of these attorneys evaluated that before the statement was released and felt confident that she was cloaked in innocence and not part of this before they allowed it to be released.
And hopefully she is. Maybe that, I mean, obviously she has been charged with absolutely nothing. She's a mom. Her son charged with horrible charges. So she, who knows? But I guess time will tell. Not saying that she did know anything, but certainly the questions are fair to be asked. There has been allegations against his kids. We've seen that in some of the civil cases. They were there as well. And again, the question being brought up, again, there's nothing to stop them from testimony, from providing testimony for the prosecution in this case, especially if maybe it could mean some immunity for some of the potential charges that are out there that could be facing the sons. Do you think that there's any chance that we could see family members, close family members, sons of Diddy flipping on him at some point in this to protect their own butts from ending up in the same place that he's at right now?
I think we could see it. I would be surprised, quite frankly. Not that they're not vulnerable to possible prosecution. I think that it's very possible, you know, that we've seen from some of the allegations already. But boy, to flip on their dad, it happens, but it's rare. And remember, even though the money is being slowly sucked away from attorneys and legal expenses and everything else, $1 billion takes a long time to go through. And you can bet they're going to be liquidating if even necessary. So I don't think these his children will want to cut off the money. And I think sooner or later, we're going to see Diddy, and it's going to be later. Diddy will try to make a deal for himself. I don't know if that's going to happen, Tony, because but it could, because I think there's a lot of people that we don't know about yet that were wrapped up in these freak offs that he could provide information against.
Could the government eventually seize all of his money? I mean, I know there's a lot of this going to attorneys, but could they eventually at some point in some way, shape or form say, look, you got this money by ill means, by your tactics, by all of this. All your money now is going to a victim compensation fund where it ends up being kind of divvied out amongst, you know, all different people that have brought claims that are, because we have the civil, we have the federal, two different things. But I have a feeling we're going to see a lot more charges come federally and a lot more victims be named federally as well. Is that an option for the judge at some point in time or, you know, as we get to sentencing at some point?
Absolutely. I mean, there's huge forfeiture statutes that are going to allow the government to seize anything that was ill-gotten. And talk about an accounting nightmare, because he was truly a mogul and had so many different facets of his business. But you know who will probably get involved in this? And this is what happens in most of the time in RICO cases and large scale cases like this, is the IRS. Mm-hmm. And I always say everyone should be way more terrified of the IRS than the FBI if they're involved in a financial fraud type scheme, because they are going to be able to determine, were taxes paid on all of this, whether it was ill-gotten or not. So look for IRS possible allegations to get involved in this case.
What a mess. I mean, so many things to comb through and determine, was this ill-gotten, was this not? How do you even determine what's ill-gotten or not when you have such a pervasive dark lifestyle that really is just sitting over as a dark veil basically every single one of his industries?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's the problem, right? Even with large-scale organized crime cases, which the RICO statute originally started for, the mafioso-type crimes, that doesn't mean it can't be used for a crime like this. Gang crimes, what matters is the predicate offenses. And we have all the predicate offenses necessary for RICO and the fact that he was a continuing criminal enterprise. Mm-hmm. So Diddy has so many problems. And I agree with you that the money is just slowly going to be siphoned off. And will the government get a piece? They're going to get a piece. We just don't know how big it's going to be. And that, again, can be used to filter back down to victims.
Strap in and get ready to go back in time. Gen X Time Machine is here to transport you back to the glorious days of neon, big hair, and cassette tapes that always needed rewinding.
To figure out where Tupperware, went wrong, we kind of got to start at the beginning.
Remember when MTV actually played music videos? Or when lunch wasn't complete without Dunkaroos? Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit like trying to recapture the magic of a bygone era.
Yeah. We're diving into all that and more. So if you want to relive the 80s and 90s in all their retro glory, hit up Gen X Time Machine wherever you get your podcasts.
VHS is looking like the obvious winner, right?
Oh, and don't forget the rise of the video rental store, remember?
Subscribe, because who doesn't need another excuse to avoid adulting? You're welcome, the Gen X Time Machine.